ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ ज्ञानिति मृन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वयं पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं सीदपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सहगृजातं सहग्न रघुनाथं वितं स्तं सजीवं साद्भूतं साद्वैतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां साधन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं स्तं सजीवम्। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते तमाल कृष्णगोस्वामीति नाम्ने। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषवादी पाश्चात्यदेशानि पञ्चकोटिभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धु एव च पतितानां पावने वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महापद्माय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुस्य नमः। हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी ब्रजभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव साधि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 14 वर्स 12 The disappearance of Lord Krishna. Shivae sodhayantam aditiyam. Shivae sodhayantam aditiyam. Shivae sodhayantam aditiyam. Abhirauti analanana. अभिरौति अनालानानाम् मामंगा शर्मेशयो अहम् मामंगा शरमेयो अहम् अभिरभाति अभ्युरवत् अभिरभाति अभिरवत् शिव एषदयन्तम् अदित्यहम् अभिरौति अनालानाना मामङ्गाशमेरोऽयम् अभिरभाति अभिरवत् Shiva, Jekyll, Esa, this, Udayatam, rising, Adityaham, unto the sun, Abhi, towards, Rauti, crying, Anala, fire, Anana, face, Mam, unto unto me. Anga, O Bhima, Sarmeshaha, dog. I am this. Abhiravati, barks towards. Abhiruvat, without fear. Just see, O Bhima, how the she-jackal cries at the rising sun and vomits fire, and how the dogs bark at me fearlessly. Repeat after me. Just see, O Bhima, how the she-jackals cries at the rising sun and vomits fire, and how the dog barks at me fearlessly. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So it's very small purport, just one sentence. These are some of the bad omens indicating something undesirable in the near future. There's no point in reading the next page because there's no purport as well. So I'll just talk a little bit about it. Now, basically what has happened is Lord Krishna has finished his pastimes on this earthly planet and he's deciding to leave. So Arjuna has gone to Dwarka just to see what is happening there, while Yudhishthira is at Hastinapur and he's noticing all these bad omens. These omens are sort of indications of something that's about bad is going to happen. And Yudhishthira, being a pure devotee, and it has already indicated by Narad Munis that what is going to happen, so he can actually deduce that Lord Krishna is about to leave this planet and go back to the spiritual world. Just yesterday I was trying to find out what are these bad omens, you know, and there are a lot of bad omens. And especially if you are in India, you notice a lot of things and you do things according to what you see. Just like I was reading about snakes, you know. So it's a good omen if you see a snake going inside the house. So if you are about to leave, right, and you see a snake going out, that means you whatever you're going to do is successful. If it's leaving, getting out of the house, that means don't do whatever you are planning to do. You know. Similarly, if a snake is climbing up, it's a good omen. If it is coming down, it's a bad omen. If you see a dead snake, it's not good. So there are a lot of things if people believe into. And they try to actually do things according to that. If something bad happens, they come back. If he's a Brahman, then he does his achmanyam and then meditates and then tries to go out again. If something bad happens again, then they don't probably go out for the whole day. So there's a lot of things. Similarly, there are a lot of good omens as well. You know. Just like if you see a cow going out or Brahmins going, you know, then those are good omens. Somebody playing music and things like that. You know. So this is what people believe in. You know. And I was thinking about it. Yeah, these are actually signs. You know. But whatever going to happen to you is according to your karma. So at the end of the day, you know, that's where it boils down to. If something is supposed to happen to you, it will happen. So I was thinking, you know, why we have followed this, we have taken this route of actually chanting, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I spoke in the last class, you know, he has given us the seven jewels of chanting the Maha Mantra. And why don't we actually feel any of those? You know? Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Why don't we actually feel that we are in the ocean of nectar? You know? We have been chanting for so long. Why don't we feel the bliss? What do you think is the answer?
Anarthas.
Yes, because in the next verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam Nam Akari Bhauta Nishav Shakti. Right here, I've invested all the potency in these names. Now, what he has put in there? Nam Rub Kun Lila. So, when you chant Krishna's name, you should actually see Krishna. Because you should see the Rub. You should actually understand the qualities of Krishna. You should actually see the pastimes of Krishna. But we don't feel any of those. Why? Nirva. What's the last verse of that line? Nam namakari bhodani sarsati tripenam samantara tadasi tap kripa bhagwan mamapi durdaivam. It's the babe word, durdaivam. Durdaivam means? Unfortunately. Why are we so unfortunate? Because of the anarthas. So, you have to understand what these anarthas are. If you don't know what these anarthas are, then you won't be able to check them. Now, this is, you know, most of the time you like to hear nice classes about pastimes and things like that. You don't want to get into details of all these things. You know, what are all these anarthas? Why we actually do this? But unless you understand them, you won't be able to make progress. So it is very important to actually understand all these anarthas. So basically, anarthas has been classified into four sections. Now, so first one is offenses. What is offenses? Apradhas. What are four kinds of apradhas? So this has been further subdivided. So first one is Vaishnaprad. First one is offenses to the holy name, Namaprad. Right? Now we know there are how many offenses to the holy name? Ten. Right? Then there is Sevaprad. You know what Sevaprad is? To the deities. Right? Now, then there is Vaishnaprad and then Jivaprad. So these are the four apradhas. Now we have to understand this. We chant the ten offenses to the holy name every day. Do we really understand about this? We went to this catering at the Philippalan, and when we were coming back and we were having a chat in the car, somebody was asking some questions, you know. And most of the time we just rattle on to these holy offenses, but we do not really understand what these offenses are. What is the first offense? Right, so what does that basically mean? How careful are we to avoid that? It's no point just actually saying this every morning but not following it. So it's very important we actually follow this. One of the most important one is to be unattentive while chanting. This is the root of everything. You know, and it's not easy to actually chant. Because most of the time you chant and you bring your mind back to it, and next minute it wanders away. Doesn't it? People get lazy, people get sleepy when you're giving classes, you get sleep. When you're chanting, you go off to sleep. These are all offenses. It's not easy. But if you are going through that and then you keep chanting and that thing actually stops happening, that means you are making spiritual advancement. If it continues to happen, that means you are not going anywhere. Does that make sense? So we should study this. We shouldn't just read it. We should actually understand what each of these means. You know? Deity worship, you know, is, if you want to get into more detail, you know, read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and you'll get all those names. Now, one of the things I have actually seen with deity worship is, on general, for everybody, you know, when you actually do dandavats, you should do it with all your angas, you know. But most of the time, people carry their chanting bead in their hands. That's not full dandavat, that's an offense. You should put the chanting bead away and do full dandavats like that. Or even half dandavats, you know, hands should be on the ground. People chant, they shake their beads, you know. That's also an offense. Because what does each of the beads represent? The gopis, you know. How can you shake the gopis all the time? We should have this bow. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And you know, when you're chanting, your bead slips out of your hand. That's also an offense. which means you are not paying attention. These are small things, you know, but these are the things that we should know. If you don't know, then you keep committing mistakes, you know. The next one is, next of the anarthas is material desires, asat trishna. Now what does that mean? Desire for material objects. Now that's very easy to understand. I want this, I want that, you know. Somebody was saying, you know, I said, he was asking what the sharanagati means, you know. I said, it means that, you know, accept everything that is favorable to Krishna consciousness, reject everything that is unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. And then you should have complete faith in Krishna that he's going to protect you and maintain you. And he was saying, you know, but we still have to do material work. I said, yeah, if you have to do all those things only if you don't have complete faith in Krishna consciousness. If we have complete faith in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will maintain you. And we have got examples, you know, Nandamandir Prabhu, you know, Gopesh Vinu, you know, all these brahmacharis here, they have surrendered themselves fully. They don't really have to work. Krishna maintains them. So it depends on the amount of faith you have. You know, Krishna will look after you. If you don't, then what can you do, you know? If you think you are the controller, you are the provider, then you might continue like that, you know, but at some point of the time you have to, you know, give completely yourself to Krishna consciousness, completely surrender and have complete faith that you're going to maintain it. But Mataji, you know, Anuruddha Prabhu, they have been maintained all their life, you know, by Krishna. But they have surrendered their whole self, you know, to their. The other one is heavenly comforts, desires for heavenly comforts. You know, a lot of time, you know, when devotees come to the temple for the first time, you know, there are four kinds of people who come to the temple. One of them is when they want something extra. You see a lot of Indians, you know, and this is the way I was brought up, you know. Whenever you have got problems, then you go to Krishna and you promise him something that if you do this for me, I'll do this for you, you know. Right? You let me pass my exams with good marks, I'll give you some prasadam. You know, that's the business, you know, all the time. This is the, and you know, we want certain things from Krishna in return for, you know. But Krishna is our father, you know. He provides everything for us. Only thing you have to understand, he is our father. Similarly, a lot of people actually do a lot of devotional service, lot of dharmas, you know. This is what the Vedas are. Vedas are mostly for all these things, you know. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Right? People do read Vedas, they come to the temple, they even do deity worship so they can have some mystic powers. These are all anarthas. Even liberation, desire for liberation is an anartha. Why is it an anartha? Liberation means good, right? You want to get out of this material. Why is it an anartha?
Because you're seeing your interest.
Because? Right. Because, as Rupa Goswami says, anna vilasa sunyam, that you should not have any selfish desire, any desire for yourself. Krishna consciousness means it should be pleasing to the Lord. That's the main thing, you know. And I was thinking, you know, when you want to do something, you know, if you really ask yourself, should I do it or not this, you know, this is a very simple question you can ask yourself. If I do this, will it please my Guru Maharaj? Will it please Krishna? And if you say no, then don't do it. If you say yes, then do it. I was reading about Ekadasi, you know, and then I saw this, all the things. If you do this Ekadasi, you get this benefit, you get that benefit, and so many material benefits, you know. And I said, if this is why you do Ekadasi, then it's an offense, you know. In a way, you know, because you're looking for some material gains. The real reason why we should do Ekadasi is because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked us to do Ekadasi. And if you do Ekadasi, it's going to please him. And that's it. Rest doesn't matter. Rest of the benefit is secondary. The primary reason we should do things is because it is to please Krishna. What comes with it, it's different. As and I said, as liberation. Liberation means going out of this material world, finishing this, you know. I don't want to suffer in this world, so I want to go away. And this is what the Vedas tells, you know, this is what the Jnanis do. I want to get out of the world. But that's not devotion. Real devotion is where you want to please Krishna. The third one is Hirde Durlabhya, weakness of the heart. First one is envy. This is a big problem. It's very hard to get something out. You become envious of people. You know. Even when we become devotees, we become envious. You know, he is more advanced than me. He got service to do. You know, I didn't get to do it. You know, he got better prasadam. You know, he took all the samosas away. You know. I didn't get any of those. You know, you should be grateful. You know, at least you got something. You know. At least you got the association of that pure devotee. You know. I was thinking, you know, a lot of people complain, you know, they about this service, that service, you know. As a matter of fact, I was thinking, you know, what is my situation, you know. And I was thinking, you know, I come to the temple. You know. This is Krishna's temple, you know. This is Gaurinitya's temple, Radha Vallabha's temple, Jagannath Vallabha's temple. I'm a guest here, you know. If somebody came to my place and started telling how should I run my house, you know, it's not a nice thing. I won't appreciate it, you know. So at the temple, they have already assigned certain people to do those service. There's a temple president there, there's pujaris there. These are the people who has been assigned by Krishna to look after the place. As far as we are going, as far as the outsiders are going, you come, you know, get the association of the devotees, take whatever prasadam that was in that Krishna wants to give you, you know, and then be happy. You know. Stop complaining, you stop looking at faults of other devotees. You know. The second one is desire for fame. Now this is a big problem, you know. And this is one of the major or last obstacle to devotional service. Because as we advance, we might have get rid of all these desires for material thing. You know, you might not be interested in even moksha. You know, but because you are in a higher position, you might become a guru, you might become a senior devotee. A lot of people start giving you a lot of respect, and that creates a big problem. Because all of a sudden, you start thinking that you are someone. So especially for preachers, especially for senior devotees, you know, you should be very careful. When people start giving a lot of respect, you know, you never know. So always think of who you are. You are no one. You know. You are insignificant. In this room, we have got, I don't know, if you look at, there's a lot of living entities we can't see. You know, there are billions of living entities there. And you are no different from them. You are just a jiva. What is my position? I'm sitting here, I'm talking, I can read a bit, I've got a little bit of knowledge, does it make me any great? No. All jivas have the same quality. Problem is that they're covered. You uncover them, and the gold has the same quality. If gold is covered by dust, you can't see it. But when it is all covered, then all the pieces of gold look the same. So if you can understand this and you can understand your situation that you are no one, we are weak, we are overcome by the material energy, then you are on the same as. You have to actually understand this, you have to analyze it in a way that actually helps you in your spiritual life. Fault finding is the third one, deceitfulness. Now this is another major problem. You're always looking at people's bad qualities, you know. The main thing is you should look at people's good quality. If you keep practicing this simple principle of trying, every time you see somebody, you say, okay, let me see one thing good about this particular person. Then eventually you're going to have this mind of looking only good stuff rather than bad things in there. Otherwise, you know, because of our material conditioning, because we've been in this world for so long, we're going to continue looking for people's fault. Because that's what we've been doing all along. It's very important, you see. Oh, he's a more advanced devotee. Oh, he chanted, you know. Or at least he came to the temple, you know. He smiled at me. Look at some good quality in people. You know? And the fourth one is attachment to objects unrelated to Krishna. So that's pretty simple. Now, fifth one, the fourth of the anarthas is understanding of spiritual knowledge. Misunderstanding of spiritual knowledge. So first is that misunderstanding of one's own body. So self-realization. Who are we? Now if you really understand this, if you just meditate on it, you know, if you really understand who we are, then rest of the thing becomes very easy. We are these jivas, we are of the jiva sakti. Krishna has Vishnu tattva. These are Vishnu, the expansion of Krishna. Like the first expansion is who? Balaram. Right? Balaram is the first expansion, right? Then there is Vasudeva Krishna, and then it goes into Narayan. And so those are Vishnu tattva. Right? So you have to understand this. Then the next level is the Chit Sakti, the Haladini Sakti, the energy of the Krishna. Right? And who is the original energy? Srimati Radharani. Right? And then Radharani expands herself, the Ast Sakis, then they expand themselves. Now these are devotees who are, they never fall down. Right? They're always in the spiritual world. When Krishna comes, they come with them. When Krishna goes back, they go with them. Now then the third energy, the third, and that is the Jiva Sakti. So the first one is Krishna pure. The energy is also pure, but the Jiva Sakti is not complete. So when you create something which is not complete, so what do you get? So that's where our problem is. Because we are so minute, right? And then we have this, we are like on the, if you go on the beach, right, there's the land there, there's the ocean there, we are right on the border there. You've got two choices. You can go on the land or you can go into the ocean. So as we living entities, we have the choice whether we can go to this spiritual world, be with Krishna, love Krishna, or do not love Krishna and then come to the material world. So that's the choice we have made. We made the choice not to love Krishna. And that's our major problem. So we have to understand this, you know, we have to understand our true position, you know, what mistake we have done. Unless you know what your mistake is you have done, you can't correct it. So this is very important to understand who we are. Then if you really look at it, we are minute, we are weak, we are actually overcome by the material energy. But if you go to the spiritual world, if you go to the spiritual, even though we are minute, by the help of Krishna, by His empowerment, we will be able to actually save Him nicely. So the jiva have a choice, that little bit of independence, because we are of the same quality as Krishna, but of different quantity. We have, Krishna is fully independent, we have got little bit of independence, and the independence is whether we love Him or we don't love Him. If we don't love Him, you come to this material world. If you love Him, you go back to the spiritual world. So the whole process of whatever we are doing, the whole sadhana is to re-develop that love for Krishna. That's the essence of it. And what does love mean? To love someone means to save someone without expectation of any return. last verse of Sisastakam, Alishyabham Ratnam. You know, in that Radharani says, doesn't matter what you do, Krishna, you are always Mahavishnu Guru Lord. And who speaks those 8 verses? It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he speaks in the mood of Radharani. So actually those verses are spoken by a devotee. Those verses are spoken by a Radharani. So these are the... Krishna actually spoke 700 verses in Bhagavad Gita. He spoke so many instructions in Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all of them and he put all those instructions in these 8 verses. And he has put much, much more than in 8 verses. We cannot learn all the 700 verses, but we can learn the 800 verses, the 8 verses. But you have to understand those 8 verses. You have to meditate on it. You know. You have to know what each of those words means. Just like this word, Durdeva, and I'm just talking about one particular word in that verse. It's how much depth in there. I didn't even go through the 10 offenses. You know, you can talk about the 10 offenses for 10, you know, and how long. You know. That's how much is in those verses. So don't take these verses lightly. Don't just read it, you know. The next one is misunderstanding the Supreme Lord Krishna. It's another thing, you know. You have to understand that we are jivas and there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is Krishna. And who is Krishna? Where does he live? What does he eat? What are his pastimes? Then when you actually chant, then you can meditate on it. If you don't know the pastimes, you know. Pure devotees, what do? When they chant, they look at the time and they think of what Krishna is doing at the time. So when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, just don't read it. Think of what pastimes is there. What time is this happening? Now if you can actually coordinate the two, then when you're chanting, it's easier, you know. What does Krishna do when he gets up in the morning? No? He brushes, then he goes and milks the cow. And then what does he do after milking the cows? He goes and plays with the kids, you know, he does some wrestling there. Then he comes back and he has a massage, then he takes a bath, then he dresses up. You know, who dresses them up? Who are the friends there? You know? What does he wear? Then he takes prasadam, you know. Then he goes to sleep, you know. You know Krishna used to sleep in the morning? You know? Then he takes a nap, you know. That's what everybody thinks, you know. So, these are the pastimes. You have to understand that. Then when you are chanting in the morning, when you are doing after Mangalarti chanting, what is Krishna doing there? What does Mangalarti mean? You know? When you are doing Mangalarti at the same time, Lalita Devi, Vishakha is chanting and Lalita is praying in the Mridanga. Only thing, the difference is we are doing Sansar Dhava and they are doing some other Kirtan. So it's the same process. When he chants Jai Radha Madhava in the morning, what does that mean? Srila Prabhupada didn't give all those things just like that. He knew the pastimes. Everything has a meaning. Kunja Vihari. What does Kunja Vihari mean? When Krishna goes to sleep, then, you know, he sneaks out and goes and meets the gopis in the kunjas. And that's when we are actually reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know? So you have to understand this. Then you can actually meditate properly and you can make spiritual advancement. So first thing, you have to know who you are and who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. And the third one is the process of devotional service, sadhana bhakti. Now we are very fortunate, you know. We don't have to read all the Vedas and to find out all the information. The 6 Goswamis did it, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got that very easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took everything out, put it in the 8 verses, and all he said, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. This is our sadhana, to chant. But we should chant without the anarthas. If you start doing that, then Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Rita Swadha. you're going to taste the spiritual nectar at every step. And if you're not feeling that, if you don't think you're making advancement, then you know that you're committing offenses. You're doing anarthas. So what is the process? Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. How many rounds should we chant? And we should chant it without the offenses. And if we can actually do that, then we make very spiritual progress. When you do Nama Prat, then it becomes a problem. The holy name is so powerful that as soon as you start chanting, all the material, all the sins, all the everything that you did in the previous life or in this life before, that gets all destroyed. But the problem is that once you do while you are doing sadhana, that's what is very hard to get rid of. And especially if it is Nama Prad. Vaishnava Prad is the worst of them. Now how do you do, why do you do Vaishnava Prad? Because you do not have respect for the Vaishnavas. You don't have respect for the devotees. And in this world it's very hard to find who's a devotee and who's not a devotee. We are lucky when you come to the temple, we know devotees. But sometimes you look at, you know, you go to places, you go to temple, you know, there are sannyasis there and you don't know who they are. You know, most, the if you just like Varanasi, right? They're full of Mayavadis. You know. They are not really devotees of Krishna. They want to actually become Krishna. They are the worst of the lot. So it's very hard to actually know who devotees are. So unless you know all this, if you know what are the signs of the devotees, what are the signs of the devotees? Trinada Pisunisena. You should be humble. You know. This is one of the signs of the devotees. I look at Karunanidhi Prabhu and I can say, he's so humble. You know. He has so much knowledge, you know, so advanced, you know, but he's so humble. You know. You have to be tolerant, you know. Tolerance means, you know, whatever you did in the previous life, whatever offenses you've, whatever wrongs you have done, you'll have to suffer for it. Don't blame anybody. If somebody slaps you, don't blame the person. It's, you must have done something wrong to deserve it. It's a hard way to look at it, but if you really look at it, the truth is that whatever you're going through, it's nobody else's fault. It is your fault. Accept responsibility. Otherwise, you're going to commit offenses. And the process, that's the process of devotional service. So we should know what sadhana bhakti is. When you actually take initiation, right? As Srila Prabhupada said, taking initiation is the beginning of devotional service. When you accept a spiritual master. So those who haven't taken initiation, what does that mean? Prabhupada said it is just like, you know, you go somewhere and you're looking at the place and seeing, oh really, is this good? Do you really want to be part of it? So you are just an observer. When you take shelter of your guru, when you take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, then you have made a commitment, you know, just like you have come from India and you said, okay, let's see if it is good enough or not, you know. Whether I really want to stay here or not. And then when you actually get your permanent residence or citizenship, you say, okay, now I'm part of it. I'm an Australian. So that's what initiation means. That's the beginning of devotional service. That means you have taken some commitment. And the last one is misunderstanding related to subjects unavailable to Krishna consciousness. You know. So we have to actually understand all these things, you know. And how do we know we are committing offenses? Because these are the six enemies that are born from anarthas. So if you have these enemies in you, that means you are committing offenses. Now first one is kaam, lust. Krodha is anger. Greed You want everything illusion, pride and envy. So these are the six things that are born from the. And what does these six enemies do? They bring about distress, illusion, hunger, thirst, old age and death. So if you like any of these, if you know, then you can stay here. If you want to avoid these, then you have to get serious and actually to start avoiding offenses, avoiding anarthas. Does that make sense? Any comments, any questions? If you see somebody is suffering, then you should help, right? Because that's compassion. Now, if our whole movement is based on this, the difference of Braj Bhakti is that Braj Bhakti is full of sweetness. Now, our path is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? So, Navadi Bhakti is mercy is sort of, is there's more mercy than sweetness. While in Braj, there's more sweetness than mercy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is more merciful. Now if it wasn't for that, Srila Prabhupada wouldn't have come here. Srila Prabhupada didn't come for himself, he came for us, for compassion, for our suffering. But at the same time, if we understand that why we are suffering, then it helps us. Then you just become more tolerant, you know, become, what can we do, you know. But as far as, if you're going to keep expecting others to help us and you say, okay, I'm suffering and everybody should come to my attention, try to help me, then if nobody does that, then what do? You feel disappointed, you start committing offenses. But the truth is that if you have this knowledge, this is for you, yourself, this is what I'm saying. That if we understand that the only person who is responsible for what we are going through is me, then, or, I was looking at it, you know, the other day I was thinking about it. Whatever Krishna does, it is good. If you understand this, whatever Krishna does, if it is good. Whatever we are going through is also good. Doesn't matter how bad it looks. Because whatever we are going through is that we have committed so many offenses, we are suffering for it. So first thing is that whatever we have done is diminishing. The other thing is if you really look at it, you know, it gives you this realization that we are not in the right place. This is not our home. We have to get out of here. There's no peace here, there's no happiness here, there's no bliss here. And why do we want all those things? Because that's our constitutional position. That's our true nature. Sachit Anand. So it's very important. This is what I'm saying, you know. We have been devotees for so many years, but we don't understand all these things. These are things that are hard, but we have to study these things. And if you just like if you are going from here to Sydney and you don't know how to go there, which train to take, which road to take, do you ever get there? So if you want to actually do devotional service, we'll have to say, we have to take this road, don't take this one, don't go there, there's some criminals there, this, avoid these things. And at the same time do this. So it's not, this is what Srila Prabhupada said, that don't do these four things. And do one thing. That's the most important. Do, what do you do? Chant at least 16 rounds. Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so mercifully, has put everything in there, in these names. Whatever you find in all the Vedas, all the austerities do, all the yagyas do, whatever you can find, everything, he's put everything in these holy names, multiplied by hundreds and thousands of times. Otherwise, how, you know, in this Western world where everybody is so sinful, you know, such a place. I was thinking about this bed, you know, bad omens. I said, what bad omens, you know? Everything is bad here, you know. What is good here, you know? And I was thinking, you know, it's just like you are in this big forest where there's all these animals, everything is there, they're all attacking you from every side. And Srila Prabhupada, by his compassion, has in the middle built a house for you. And this is what this house is. Take advantage of this, you know. He arms you, you know. Chant this mantra. This is our help. This is the only way to protect. If you don't chant your 16 rounds, Krishna is not going to save you. Prabhupada says, if you chant your 16 rounds, you fall down, Krishna will pick you up. If you don't chant your 16 rounds, if you fall, say, Krishna says, what can I do? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, chant 64 rounds. Now if we had to chant 64 rounds every day, what did Srila Prabhupada say? He said, you chant 25%, I'll carry you the other 75%. That's Prabhupada's message. You chant 16 rounds and I'll help you with the other 48 rounds. But that doesn't mean you just chant 16 rounds. So don't blame others. When you see others are suffering, you help them. What's the best way to help them? Pray for them. Give them Krishna. It's the best way to help them. Give them prasadam. Chant Hare Krishna to them. Give them Prabhupada's book. Bring them to the temple. You know, if a child is lost in the city and he doesn't know where his parents are, you know, and he's crying, you know, to pacify him, you can give him some ice cream, you know, or some chocolate or whatever. As long as he's eating that chocolate, he's happy. But what happens as soon as those things finishes? Starts crying again. So a true person, a true helper, a true, what does he do? He finds where the parents are. Takes him to the parents. Then he doesn't have to worry about it. So by giving them something material or whatever, it's not going to really help them. Give them the real thing. Give them Krishna. But you can only give them Krishna if you have Krishna. If you don't have Krishna, how can you give something? You should have this mamta. You know what mamta means? What does mamta mean? Mamta means possessiveness. Krishna is mine. You know, we say, this is the material conception. I am this body. And everything related to this body is mine. Now, it's very hard to get rid of this I and mine. Whole world is running on I and mine. This is mine, you know. This is my wife, my house, my car, this, that, right? Now you change this I-ness, just change the concept. Right? I am Krishna's. Everything that is related to this body should be used in Krishna's service. And Krishna is mine. Same concept, I am mine, but then you have this mamta, you have this position, Krishna is mine. Somebody says anything bad about Krishna, you fight for it. You know, just like if somebody says bad about a friend, what do? You, if somebody attacks your friend, if you are a true friend, you're going to stand, right? You're going to help him. So we should have this mamta for Krishna. When I say Krishna, it does not mean only Krishna. You know, Krishna means his devotees, his paraphernalia, his dham. Any other comments? Any questions?
Yes, please. Srila Prabhupada has brought 11 compliments to Govardhan.
Say that again. He wrote?
Prabhupada has brought 11 compliments.
Because what happens is that Once somebody asked, you know, this is early days, you know, if you want to get the real nectar, you listen to Prabhupada's lectures before 69, you know. This is, devotees were very innocent, you know, he said. Somebody asked Prabhupada, Krishna is everywhere. Prabhupada said, yes. So Krishna is in our heart. Yes. If Krishna is there, then Radharani is also there. Yes. Radha and Krishna is there, then Vrindavan is also there. Yes. So Krishna is there everywhere. At the moment, who we have in our heart is the Super Soul. Right? So Super Soul is an expansion of Krishna who just actually watches what's happening. But when we come to the level of bhava, come on, go into the level of, at the level of bhava, see, this is the other thing, you know, the different levels, you know, nista, you know, sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, you know, anartha nivirti, you know, then you come to nista, you know, ruchi, which is a taste, ashakti, which is attachment. Once you go to the, all these things are on the material level, but you are making advancement. Now, if you don't understand what these are, then how do you know what level you are? How do you know whether you are making progress or not? So when you get to the level of bhava, at that point, the super soul leaves the body and your Ishta Devata comes into you. So if you are, in our case, you know, Radha and Krishna enters our heart. So wherever Radha Krishna is there, the whole of Vrindavan is there, Govardhan is there. This is what the devotees close their eyes and chant. They can meditate. They can see all the pastimes because it is in their heart. So when Srila Prabhupada came here, this place is not an ordinary place. This place is Brajdham. It's a part of Brajdham. Srila Prabhupada and Giriraj is here. Radha Vallabha is here. Kornita is here. I was listening to, who is the head of Kirtan? Who was that? What's his name? Ahindra Prabhu. I was listening to one of his lectures, and he was talking about Bamandev. You know, he said Bamandev, that name, Krishna also has that name in Vrindavan. And that name is the name that was given to Krishna when he was just about to leave Vrindavan to go to Mathura. So when you look at our Bhavan there, we can meditate in that way. Just think, you know, what were all the gopis going through? What was the whole Braj going through? Krishna was just about to leave. The mode of separation. This is the beauty about our movement, you know. You can look at all the deities, you know, you can have your own Leela Vichar and things like that. Any other comments? Any other questions? Yes, bro.
Deepanu Bro brought Vrindavan to Vrindavan.
His name is everything. Krishna has put the whole thing there. Nam, Rup, when he changed Krishna, you know. He can take the whole dham everywhere. Problem is that we do not have enough faith, you know. We are not chanting the naam, we are just chanting the syllables. That's the problem. Because only a pure devotee can chant sudna. At the moment we are just saying, you know, the letters, you know, this holy name is not material, this holy name is spiritual, but we have to be qualified to chant it. That's everything, you know. The sadhana is to chant. And the sadhya, the goal is chant. You know, what a process, you know. You know, you want to go to India, you take a plane, as soon as you get to India, you disregard the plane. Okay, I'm off Delhi, I have nothing to do with the plane. That's Mayavadis, they accept Guru, you know. As soon as they realize, I'm this Brahman, what do? They reject the Guru. What is our process? We change. What is our goal? To continue changing. You don't have to go and learn something new there. You just continue doing it. Only here, chanting is the main thing. And we do service, you know, in coordination with the chanting. In the spiritual world, service becomes the front. and chanting becomes on the background. That's the only difference.
Pavan
Gavya Keva
Nam.
Pavan Gavya Keva. Explain. We chant Krishna, 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 you know. What does Krishna chant?
Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe. And here we chant Radha and Krishna. So when we chant Krishna, Krishna, who comes?
Radha.
And we say Radha, Radha, then? Then you chant both of their name and then both will come. Then we say Hare Krishna and everybody comes. When you say Hari Bol, and who is Mahaprabhu? See, this is how easy Prabhupada has made this. Our movement is chant, dance, take prasadam, and listen to a little bit of philosophy. This is it. This is Prabhupada's message. Thick? Karantrasya Madhavagatam ki jai.